13 years ago, Pink Floyd was the first English band to use a light show. Now, for both sound and special effects, I feel as though I've seen what could indeed be the concert of the decade, The Wall. It'll be featured all this week on The Rock Report, including exclusive comments from all kinds of people. Concerts being performed in only two cities. The week at the Los Angeles Sports Arena just ended on Wednesday, and this coming weekend they'll begin a series at the Nassau Coliseum in New York. The set really does seem too much to carry city to city. The wall's about 30 by 160 feet, made of cardboard blocks that are around 2.5 by 5 feet. Two-thirds of it is already erected when you walk in. The rest completed brick by brick throughout the first half. It's a real effective moment when they finish the construction. A vocal spotlighted from both sides through the opening where they finally place the last brick. Shows entirely the new material, nothing from earlier albums. But they did do the song What Shall We Do Now. The lyrics from it are on the album cover, but the recording of it never made it in the album. No encore. They did come back after the show to acknowledge their applause. On stage, there were four male background vocalists, plus an extra musician at each instrument, so there was a real full sound. Loud, clear, unbelievably full Pink Floyd sound. More about that on tomorrow's Rock Report. I'm Bill Fantini from The Source. The Pink Floyd performance of The Wall at the Los Angeles Sports Arena was the loudest concert I've ever attended without pain. Typical Pink Floyd technical perfection. A quad setup that had voices and sounds coming from everywhere at some points, or just a real full clear sound. Manager of the sports arena, Dick White, says there was a lot of equipment and hard work that went into it.
They're saying that it's the best, you know, sound, quadraphonic sound that anybody's ever had in a building anyplace. And I know that it took them over 2 weeks to put it up. And in fact, they've added speakers and moved speakers every night during the performance, from one performance to the next, in perfecting it. The mixer that they're using is absolutely the most fantastic mixer I've ever seen anywhere. It's 28 feet by 16 feet, and I've never seen one that big. Nobody that I've ever seen come in has had half as much as what they've got.
That's Dick White of the LA Sports Arena. They'll probably continue to make technical adjustments as they go at the Nassau Coliseum later this week in New York, but I'm told no major changes are planned for the shows overall. Talk about some of the visual effects, plus comments from a member of the Pink Floyd stage crew on tomorrow's Rock Report. I'm Bill Fantini from The Source. Even without the special effects, the concert performance of The Wall by Pink Floyd would have blown me away. But with them, it's a real rock and roll extravaganza. They had the airplane and giant inflatable pig from earlier shows, inflatable figures designed after the Gerald Scarfe drawings of the teacher, mother, and woman on the album cover. Scarfe, by the way, also responsible for the animation design and direction in the concert. The wall measures around 30 feet high and 160 wide, more than half of it already up from the beginning, completed through the first half of the show. In the second half, they use that wall as a giant screen with up to three full-size projections going. Did I say blown away? Most of the time, you can see at least some of the band playing behind, in front, on top, and even inside of the wall. And yes, at the climax of the show, they do tear the wall down. A member of Pink Floyd's crew, Robbie Williams, says they worked on it for some time.
We started planning it about a year ago, and we've been in here for about 4 or 5 weeks, in and out. We had to work around a few basketball games and that sort of stuff. Everything is sort of tested. As I say, everything's covered up when the wall comes down, so there's no danger to anybody. I think it's great. I mean, it's tightening up every night. Yeah, it's a good show.
We'll continue to feature Pink Floyd on tomorrow's Rock Report. I'm Bill Fantini from The Source. All in all, it was all just breaks in the wall. Pink Floyd, a long time in planning and practice for their concert performance of The Wall, but still, opening night at the LA Sports Arena was not without its problems. An an eyewitness described what happened for the Rock Report.
In the beginning of the concert, they had fireworks, and it was... But one of the fireworks got caught in the curtain, and the curtain was rolled up, and so no one noticed it. But it started smoldering, and they had to stop the show. It didn't actually break into flames. It just smoldered, but they did have to stop the concert for 10, 15, maybe 20, but it was not a very long time, and people were very patient. Not that much of the continuity was lost. They went back a little bit and started the whole concert over again. By far the best Pink Floyd concert I've ever seen.
That's Los Angeles radio producer Jim Pettijohn. Even though everything was handled with no major hassles, concert promoter Jim Rismuller told me they didn't want to risk similar delays, so they just eliminated the fireworks from the rest of the shows. Can you imagine what it must have looked like, though? Pieces of burning or at least glowing cloth falling to the stage? Most people probably thought it was part of the special effects. I'll tell you, though, I was there for the show two nights later and never missed the fireworks. There was so much going on. I got some comments from the audience after the concert. That's on tomorrow's Rock Report. I'm Bill Fantini from The Source. Pink Floyd, live, in concert at the Los Angeles Sports Arena. People were there from all over the country to experience it. After the show, everybody I talked to agreed.
I thought it was incredible. I've never seen anything like it, and I didn't know what to expect, so I sat there open mouth most of the time. What it must take to put that thing on.
Yeah, it was all right. Best one I went to.
Excellent. Oh, for sure. Those drummers, they just constantly together, the whole thing was just one organization after another, just total, you know, power. Do you think they're going to leave some space open for you to see them? You want to see them play, all of a sudden they're getting hidden behind this wall, you're just going, oh my God,
that was just a good show.
It was great. I'd love to see the animation again. That was fantastic.
Really?
Really good. Really, really good. The best.
We came from Arizona and it was worth it.
Just plain solid studio quality quadraphonic sound. With all the power of concert equipment and all the glory of perfectly executed special effects, it was just the wall. They didn't do any of their other material, but it was excellent. My favorite moment was their performance of Comfortably Numb, with David Gilmour standing on top of the wall. The New York series of the Pink Floyd concerts opens this weekend at the Nassau Coliseum. I'm going to get back to some of the other things going on in the next Rock Report. I'm Bill Fantini from The Source.